All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Noble Master, All Dharma Masters, and All Good Wise Advisors, here is Jin Liang, Amitofo.
I remember 2009, when I went to Taiwan, my father was ill. Later, he was born. In this process, I felt very deep. I felt觉得一个人的缘呢，真的跟过去生都有关系。像我的父亲呢，他往生的时候，很多法师都主动帮忙，六龟的法师也主动伸出援手。这种雪中送炭的行为呢，感动了我整个家人，所以由衷的呢，代我的父亲感谢法师。
I remember back in 2009, I had gone back to Taiwan because my father was sick, and then later on he passed away. During this 49 days, I was really touched and moved by a lot of things happened at that time. And I deeply feel all affinities was all related to our past lives. Like when my father passed away, all the Dharma Master had reached out a hand to help us, including the Dharma Master from Liu Gui. And I feel that they have been sending warm regards when we are in difficulty or when we're in sorrow. And all my family was really deeply moved by this act. So I would like to appreciate all Dharma Master on behalf of my father.
我的母亲呢去年也来到圣城，所以他也开始学佛了，真的很高兴。可是在台湾的期间呢，父亲的七才做完，不久前呢，我们法界一个法师常常到中孝医院去洗肾，一个礼拜去三次。有一天他洗肾回来，他说，哎呀，我在等待的时候，因为很多人，我就看到一台床坐躺着一个19岁的小男生，他的妈妈呢就在哭，说：“哎呀，你那么年轻你就走了，你叫妈妈怎么办呢？”那法师回来就告诉我说：“这妈妈一直哭啊喊啊，说你不要走啊。”
My mom actually came to City of 10,000 Buddhas last year, and she started learning Buddha Dharma. I was really happy about it. But when I was in Taiwan during this 49 days after my father passed away, actually not long ago, one Dharma master has been to a hospital for her disease. And when she returned, she told me there were a lot of people there. And, well, actually, one of the mother of a young boy who was only 19 years old. And this mom kept crying over there and kept saying, "What should I do if you die so young?" And she kept crying without stop.
当然，我也就把它当作好像一种新闻啊，因为常常在网络上也看过嘛，就没有放在心里面。结果过了一天晚上，我的哥哥打电话给我，他说：“妹妹啊，姐姐的小孩啊，他骑摩托车撞树，现在送到加护病院病房了，非常严重。”那我说：“姐的小孩几岁啊？”他说：“19岁，大学才一年级。”因为呢，有同学要去当兵了，他就去践行送行。可能喝酒的关系呢，回程的路上呢，骑摩托车自己去撞树，一撞就不行了，昏迷不醒，就在医院加护病房。我听了之后呢，我就说奇怪了，这个19岁。好像我昨天才听到，怎么 怎么发生在姐姐身上呢？我就想说，哦，其实一件事情发生在别人身上的时候，你感触没有那么深，可是发生在自己家人的身上的时候，哎，真的很难以接受。我想说，怎么这么巧呢？
When I heard it, I only take it as a news because we often heard it over the internet or read about it over the internet. So I did not kind of keep it in my mind. And then that one night my brother called and told me that, sis, the son of our older sister has an accident. He was riding a motorcycle and hit a tree, and it got sent to intensive care. And he was only 19 years old, a freshman in college. It was because his classmates was going to the army, so they got together. Probably he had some drink, and then he was riding on a motorcycle, hit the tree, and got into, then he was in coma, stayed in intensive care. And when I heard that, I feel how strange. It sounds like I just heard about it yesterday, that how could you imagine there was something happening to my older sister? When you heard something that happened to other people, you would just take it as news. But when it was actually happening to your family, it will be much harder to accept it. And what kind of coincidence that something that I heard the day before, it was something happening to my older sister.
经过23天我跟我的师弟也到医院去念大悲咒21遍给他，但医生还是说他瞳孔放大，可能没有救了，所以他就这样走了。我的姐姐也是这样子哭啊喊啊，说你怎么这么年轻就走了，叫我怎么办？他是老大，我姐姐就两个孩子，所以看到这样子父亲走了，哥姐姐的小孩也走了，哦，就觉得这个体会到生死的苦。
23 later, actually in between, I also went to the hospital with my Dharma brother to recite Great Compassion Mantra for 21 times. But the doctor said the apple of the eye is already got enlarged, so it could not be helped. And then later on, he passed away. So my older sister still kind of cry and keep saying, how could you die so young? And what should I do after you pass away? The son was the oldest in the family. My sister only have two sons. So when I was in Taiwan, my father and the son of my sister passed away one after another. So I deeply understood the suffering of being in birth and death, all the suffering and bitterness in the life.
这时候我就在想，爸爸会去哪里？我的侄子他又要去哪里呢？他们都没有学佛，所以我想一定免不了地狱的苦。这时候我就想到以前小时候庙口常常放电影，那时候有放一部叫《十八层地狱》的电影。从那一天晚上我看那部电影之后，整个晚上都不能睡，因为太小了，看到那个电影的一幕铁钩勾着心脏出来，还有丢到油锅里面受种种的苦，这个影像呢总在我的脑海里面都没有消失过。
So then I start wondering where my father or a nephew will go after they pass away. They haven't learned any Buddha Dharma, and they could be suffering in hell. or something. I remember when I was young, I had watched a movie. There was play in front of a temple, and it was about something about the 18 layers of hell. After I watched the movie, I couldn't sleep that night because the scenes from the movie kept coming to me. Thinking back, in the movie, there was iron hook hooking out a human heart, or the body was put into the boiling pot. And there's something kept coming up in my head, and it would never go away.
小时候妈妈总是骗我，那是骗人的啦，电影没有是真的啦，都是假的。也就这样子糊糊涂涂，也就这样过了。长大了，哦，碰到地藏经，现在又出家了。这个地狱的果报呢，不可不信了。
So when I was young, my mother always tried to convince me that it's not true because it's only happening in the movie. So things just pass by that way.Now that I grow up, I start learning about Osho Sutra, and now I become a monastic. This is something that I cannot say I won't believe it anymore. This is something we should definitely believe in it.
慢慢学习佛法，在楞严经里面开始探讨到，哦，地狱到底怎么去受这地狱的果报呢？原来就是我们的习气。在楞严经里面，十习因六教报。告诉我们，你任何一种习气都要受地狱的果报。
So now we start learning Buddha Dhamma and learn about Suragama Sutra. It will teach, we learn all this suffering, all this retribution that one has to suffer in the hells because of our ten habitual causes and all the six retributions. Every single one of habits will lead us to suffer in the hell.
四习里面告诉我们，淫欲的习气、贪心，还有我慢、嗔恨，还有诈习呢，还有狂，还有冤枉，还有那个见习，还有往习，最后呢，还有一个复常的习气呢，都要受六教报。
These ten causes would lead us to the retributions. They are the desire, greed.Arrogance, anger, cheating, or seeing, or you are, or something that you are hidden causes, or you are the false speech, things like that will all lead you to the retribution in hell.
这里就来谈第七个愿习的果报，在楞严经讲说呢，愿习交嫌，发以嫌恨，就是怨恨这种习气呢，互相嫌恨，就是我怨恨你，你怨恨我，我怀疑你，你怀疑我，或者就有这种嫌疑的心里面呢，里面就有一种冤枉的性质存在。
Now, I would like to talk about the seven causes that is the habit of festering resentment. It's like you resent me, I resent you, I suspect you or you suspect me of doing something. And because of this resentment could lead to acts of vengeance.
那他发于嫌恨，因为有怨恨这种心呢，就是怀恨在心。就像上人说的例子，像小鸟呢，它口里叼着一个东西， 那这种嫌恨呢，也就像我们口里呢念念不忘。
So when one harbor hatred, they will lead us to vengeance. The Noble Master also gave us an example. It's like a bird carrying something in its beak. So it's kind of metaphor or analogy that in our mouth, we will never forget what other people had done. And we keep saying things like that.
所以怨恨的心起来的时候呢，我们就会感召这个地狱的像，我们心里都不晓得，我们都感召了。这个地狱的像是什么呢？就是有这个飞死的地狱，用石头飞投于在这个石磨中，还有沙砾的地狱要受沙石来打，还有那个甲组。就是像四方的箱子一样把你装起来，或者呢，像车子把你囚禁在车子的一个笼子里面，或者呢，把你装在一个大缸里面，然后用火来烧煮你。再来呢，或者是用囊铺，用袋子呢把你装起来，就这样子把你摔在地上。我们这种怨恨的心呢，我们就旁边就现这种地狱的像了，自己没有感觉。
So when we harbor hatred, in our mind, we have visions, and it starts showing this sign, like we could be hit by the flying rocks, or struck by the pebbles.Or we could be imprisoned in a square box, or imprisoned in the cage on wheels. Or we could be put in a jar and boiled by the fire under. Or we could be put in a bag and then we got smashed on the ground. So we start having this appearance or signs without knowing once we harbor the hatred in our mind.
这就像阴毒人怀抱出恶，怎么说阴毒人？就像很阴险、很毒的人呢，他常常想要设计害这个人，暗中呢不让这个人知道，所以呢他心里就储藏这样的恶。
So it's like a vicious person.A secretive person who try to harm other people without the others knowing it, and that's what they would do, and they would start having this kind of appearance or sign.
恶习相吞，故有投石、擒捉、抛坠等诸事。就是说，过去生的这种怨恨的习气呢？加上今生的怨恨这种习气呢，如果过去的业力比较大，就要受过去生的果报；如果今生的果报大呢，业力大呢，就要受今生的果报。这种吞呢，就好像我们非常恨对方，想把对方吞了，所以呢，就有这个临命终的时候，以后呢，就要堕入这个投掷地狱。还有擒捉，把你抛到远远的地方，再把你抓回来，然后呢，再用急射，最后呢，再把你狠狠的甩在地上，这么多的地狱。
So when we got devoured by these evil habits, then we have to suffer all kinds of different hells.Retribution. The resentment habits in the past or in present life, they will kind of devour one another. For example, if the comic power in the past life is bigger than the comic power in the present life, then we have to suffer the retribution for in the past life. If the karmic power in this life is bigger than the karmic strength, karmic force in the past life, then we have to suffer the retribution that we have done in the present life. So this karmic power or habits kind of devour one another. It's like when we are so mad at one particular person, we feel like we want to devour that person. And because of that, we have to suffer all different kinds of hell, like tossing or pinching. Like you want to toss another person far away and then pinch it back. Or you would hit the person or shoot this person or want to smash this person on the ground. There's all different kind of hells that we will have to go through if we have all this kind of habits.
试过呢，十方一切的如来呢，看见这种怨恨的行为呢，就好像危害鬼，怎么说危害鬼呢？就是这种鬼呢，是鬼中最恶的，他呢。 都违背人的意思，也违背正理，然后就这样暗中呢把这个人杀了。所以菩萨见嗔，见这个怨呢，就好像饮鸩酒一样。这种怨害呢，怨恨呢，就像这个鸩鸟呢，它的羽毛如果跟酒和在一起喝的话是没有解药的，所以这是最毒的一种酒。所以这个怨恨的行为呢。
So it's like the unscrupulous and harmful ghosts try to harm people or violate the will or the proper principle that you want to kill someone without them knowing it. And the Bodhisattva sees this kind of thing, it's like they consider this drinking poisonous wine. There was this kind of bird that the feather of this falk is so poisonous that there is no cure. If you have drinking this kind of wine with the feather of this kind of particular bird in it, and there won't be any cure for it.
所以怨恨跟嗔恨，佛教里面都用慈悲来对治。 这里呢，讲一个小小慈悲的故事。以前呢，修罗呢跟帝释天常常打战。那个时候呢，帝释他常常，第四天那一次呢，没办法攻破这个修罗，所以呢，帝释他就只好往后退。他往后退的时候呢，看到前面有一颗大树。 大树上有金翅鸟王的鸟卵在里面，有两颗鸟蛋在里面。他就告诉车夫说：“我们的军队如果我们的军队如果往前冲的话，这个鸟蛋一定会掉下来，一定会破的。我宁愿呢丧失我这个生命呢，我都不愿意伤这个鸟的卵。所以呢，你就回头吧，你就把车回头吧。”那车夫没办法，就只好回头喽。 结果一回头，修罗们呢就想说奇怪了，帝释败阵而逃，怎么又回来了呢？一定他有什么计谋，所以呢，修罗反而深大恐怖，就赶快说才不会中计了，我们就赶快后退吧，就退回到他们的城，所以呢。 第四，就因为这样子的一念的慈悲心，不想伤害这个鸟的卵，就这样战胜了修罗，所以佛就告诉他的弟子，第四呢，他只不过是一个天王，他都能够长夜呢修这个忍辱慈悲，何况你们呢，应该要学习啊。
So we, there's all this anger or resentment habit will lead us to hell. So I would like to share a story to encourage everybody to practice kindness and compassion in order to counteract anger and resentment. In the past, when the Asura has a battle with Chakra, Chakra was losing the battle. So the Chakra was retreating from this battle. When they were running, right in front of them there was a big tree, and there was two eggs of birds on the trees. So Chakra told the driver to turn back because if the army go forward, the eggs will drop and will be broken. And the Chakra said, "I would rather lose my life than break the eggs." So the driver cannot help but retreat or turn back. So when Asura saw Chakra coming back, and when they were already losing the battle, Asura started wondering if maybe they have some kind of plan to counteract. And so they were terrified, and they don't want to be right at the kind of going forward with to continue battle with Chakra. And because of that, Asura retreated, and the Chakra won the battle. Because of that single thoughts of kindness and compassion, Chakra won the battle. So the Buddha told the disciple, if you could practice patience, kindness, and compassion, then this is something that we should learn. Even the Chakra know how to practice it. As a disciple of the Buddha, we should all practice patience, kindness, and compassion.
所以呢, 我想种种的愤恨啊, 种种的习气, 很多事情跟人跟人之间摩擦, 也都是因为彼此不恭敬。 所以呢, 每当看到观音殿的观音菩萨, 双手合掌，这么样的恭敬，所有一切的众生，自己就觉得很惭愧。所以常常提醒自己，《华严经》里面，敬恨品说：“若得恭敬呢，当愿众生，常得修，常行一，若得恭敬，当愿众生，当愿众生，常得恭敬，修学佛法。” 若不得恭敬呢，当愿众生不行一切不善之法，也希望观音法门里面的一个偈颂，最后跟大家分享，就是一心恭敬天中天，众生爱念各千真，众因结果求诸己，礼尚往来道不偏，这样子呢，我想。
So because of resentment and all the bad habits, there was a lot of vengeance in between people. It's all due to not being respectful to each other. So whenever I saw this Guanyin Bodhisattva statue in the Buddha Hall, I always feel ashamed of myself. And I would like to encourage each other with a verse from Pure Conduct chapter. Whenever we can be respected, we should make a vow that all living beings could obtain respect from other people and learn Buddha Dhamma. When we don't get respect from other people, I wish all living beings will not practice unwholesome Dhamma. And there's another verse from the Guanyin Bodhisattva Dhamma Door that we should respect each other, and that is something that's the heaven in the heaven if we can respect other people with our whole mind. And we should ask ourselves to practice that way. Then we will obtain respect from other people.